Thank you. moment here to welcome on some other people, in addition to the men and women of the United States forces that fought in Vietnam, to the Gold Star wives and families, to the United Service Organization, all the donut dollies, the International Red Cross, the World Health Organization, the MIAs, POWs, Sunday. Army of the Republic of Vietnam, Royal Thai Service Forces, Republic of Korean Forces, Australian Forces, and all the boat people that might be here tonight. Welcome to your new home. Welcome home, everybody. Just so we set the record straight, not everybody who went to Vietnam wanted to, by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, there weren't a whole lot of men and women around saying, oh no, I missed it. What am I going to do? Or calling up their doctors, seeing if they could change their 4S draft status to 1A. Or marching in the cities chanting, hey, hey, USA, send me off to war today. For most of the draftees, the fighting in Vietnam was only the second half of the war. Fighting to stay out of it was the first half. Guys would seriously go to any lengths to beat the system, from lying about their sexual preferences to moving to the Great White North. The late, great Phil Oakes summed up some of their efforts in a song called The Draft Dodge Away, the lyrics of which included, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. My feet are flat, I've got eyes like a bat, and my asthma's getting worse. Oh, think of my career and my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm going to school, and I'm working in a defense plant. Well, I enlisted in the service when I was 17 in order to have sex and wear a uniform. When I got discharged in 1962, nobody in the Navy really even knew there was a war going on in Vietnam or where the hell Vietnam was. Had the Vietnam War been in full swing, though, I don't think the mere thought of sex and a uniform would have made me enlist. But had I gone to that war, I wouldn't want you to welcome me home, like tonight. So let's get on with the show. And here's the Buffalo Springfield Revisited.
Why a thousand trees on my face, the trees of reason. Thank you. Thank you. And I was on the way to a concert, and I was in San Francisco Airport. And they wheeled in what was left of a Marine, and I had never seen anything like that. And the people around me, they didn't want to know. They didn't want to look at it, and they didn't believe still that there was a war. And that's when I got to thinking, who does have the responsibility for wars that we put you folks in? And it came down to me that it's not just you guys in uniform. It's all of us people at home who remain complacent and pretend there's nothing going on.
Yeah, you're right.
It lies in us all. And I wrote a song that next song, The Universal Soldier.
Thank you. Run this race, it will make you fall. Bitch is black as coal. You fight so hard for some dignity. You must believe a little bit.